Spirit. On the Lord's day, he heard a voice from heaven, and this is what he said: I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live. Spirit on the Lord's day, heard voice from heaven, and this is what he said: I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Behold, I live forevermore. Behold, I live.
He lives in you.
Yes, sir.
Amen. That's why it can make someone to drive from Limerick in a Sunday morning,
Amen.
From Carlo, from Northern Ireland in a Sunday morning, to come to this cold and not really good-looking place. You know, life expresses itself always. Where there is life, the signs of life.
Amen.
Amen. When a child is born, even in the darkness, when there's life, you'll feel there is life. So we believe that he lives forevermore because he lives in us. Amen. Let that be a real revelation, something that we don't just say on our lips, but something that is a real expression. Because our songs must be the expression of something that's happening inside. Our worship is an expression of a revelation of who he is. Amen. If you don't have that revelation, there's no worship. Amen.
Amen.
Worship is an expression of realization of what God is for you.
Amen.
So that's why we came, because we realize who he is to us. And we came this morning to express our gratitude to his goodness.
Amen.
Amen. So that's why when we sing, sometimes we see some who cry when they are singing. Don't condemn them. Don't judge them. Because sometimes you look and say, she's just trying to show up. You don't know what they are going through. You don't know where God took them from. And when they just realize what God is for them, you see them dancing. You'll see Brother Wilmo dancing here like a small child. Amen. You don't know what he's trying to express. So for some, it may be very quietly, but it's a deep expression of his deep reverence they have in them for God, For some other, they can't just hold it. They'll just burst. And so when we are here, just be careful on your judgment. Amen. So we thank the Lord for being here this morning. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you because you have given us another Sunday morning to come to worship you, O Lord. As we were just saying, it's an expression of who you are to us, O Lord. That's why we worship you, O Lord. That's why we are coming in a Sunday morning when it's cold, when it's dark out there, O Lord, when some are still sleeping, O Lord. I can just imagine a three-hour travel. Oh, Lord, this is something that you won't let go, but you will bless, oh, Lord. Bless us as we are assembled here, oh, Lord. Take now control, take the leadership. Bless our hearts. We came expecting and we believe that we leave this place not as we came, but we leave this place closer to you. Being blessed, O Lord, and expressing more of you and our life, testifying really that you live forevermore. Take now control as we commit this service into your hands in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, you may come in. So, I really ask you to remember my family. We are going through a very, very hard time. Yesterday, we spent all day in Temple Street with Amani. So we came back late in the night. Even if I'm standing here, I just left for a few hours. And I don't like to say I didn't prepare to come here. It's not showing respect to the people of God. Amen. So I took some time to prepare. Though very short, but we really rely on God's grace. Bibi also is not well, so she couldn't come. Since Friday, she had that blood transfusion. You remember I told you once here, she has a blood condition. That it's a long story, but she's been taking iron for almost the last 2-3 years, and they decided now it's not enough. She needs to go periodically through blood transfusion. And the first one she had on Friday, but her body seems not to have accepted it. So she's really not well. We wanted to go to the hospital this morning, but she just encouraged me to come. And maybe after here, we may have to go to the hospital. So just keep it in prayer. I know, maybe not. Yes. God bless you. We pray, we thank the Lord, and I believe that all is well.
Amen.
Amen. Because giving up, giving in to the devil's attack is not an option.
Yeah.
Amen. Remember, we are soldiers. And we have been trained to attack. Amen. So let's read Ezekiel chapter 36 from verse 26. We are just going to introduce a short topic today. Ezekiel 36 from verse 26 to 27. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you an heart of flesh. And I'll put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes. And you shall keep my judgments and do them. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. How many are happy to be in his house?
Amen.
Amen. We should be happy when we are here. So we are just going to introduce this topic. Maybe God will grant us some more opportunity to develop it in the future. A new heart. in the where we have read, God is just giving a promise. If you read a bit above in the chapter, you'll see God is promising to take his children from where they were, from the countries, from their sin, and wash them and clean them. And verse 26, he says, I'll give you a new heart. Also, I'll give you a new spirit. And you'll take away the stony heart.
Thank you, Lord.
And you will put a fleshy heart. Yeah, that's what he said, yeah? Yeah, he'll put flesh instead of a stony heart. So why God has to give us a new heart? If God wants you to have a new heart, it means the heart you are born with is not good to begin with. Amen? So that's why he's going to give you, he's going to give us a new heart. And not only a new heart, but a new spirit also. And then in verse 27, he says, he'll give also the Holy Spirit. So we have to make a difference there. A new heart, a new spirit, and then his spirit. So that new spirit is going to give you, it's not his spirit yet. Are you with me? Because he's going to give you a new heart, a new spirit, then his spirit, the Holy Spirit. So there's a preparation work before his Holy Spirit comes to live in you. Before he puts his Holy Spirit, his spirit in us, he's going first to take out the stony heart, to give you a new heart. When you have the new heart, then he'll give you a new spirit. It's only when you have a new heart and a new spirit, then his spirit will come to live in you.
Amen.
Amen. So we're really going to look at these things to understand exactly, by God's grace, what God is expecting from us. Why do we need a new heart? The prophet says this. Ezekiel speaking, and he said, a new heart I will give you. That doesn't mean that he will just patch up the old condition. Amen. God is not going to patch up, to mend that old, or to whatever you can call it. No. He says he's not going to patch up the old condition, but a new heart will I give you. And I'll take away the stony heart which you have. And a new spirit will I give you. He never said he would facelift the old church. Amen. He would have a new thing, a brand new. Amen. He'll give you a brand new heart. What for? Why first? The prophet keeps on talking. He says, so God has to give you a new heart. Not a patched up one. A new heart. That your intellect, that you think with. Amen. A new way of thinking. Amen. That's what the prophet calls a new heart. A new heart that God is going to give you is a new way of thinking.
Sorry.
Amen. Why? Because the heart we are born with, remember, everything we do, all the decisions we make in life come from our thoughts.
My
Amen? Every decision you make, whatever you do, it comes from a decision. And your decisions come from your thoughts. Amen. So your stony heart, your old heart you are born with, is made to think in a certain way, which is your human way, which is not God's way. That's why God has to give you a new heart. Because naturally, we are born to think our own way. That's why a child, when he is born, Hezekiah, as he is there, nobody will teach him to lie. No one. There's not a school where they teach people to lie. But you see, when he takes his daddy's key, car key, when dad comes, he hides it. Amen? Or when he's trying to take the key, his intentions were to take the key. But when dad looks at him, he pretends as if he wanted to take the Bible. I've seen it there, just when we were there. Who taught him that? No one. That's the heart we are born with. Naturally, you are, you know, led to do evil. Amen. Naturally, we are born, that's the way we are framed. That's the way we are wired to do evil. That's our way of thinking. That's the condition we are born with. Amen.
Amen.
There's no one here who told us here that who taught us that when you have a piece of cake or whatever and someone wants to take it, you have to hide it. But you've seen it. We see it in our children. You want to take the old heart. That the way it is conditioned. That the way naturally, if you are left like that. Remember, if there was no family, because remember when the prophet speaks about leadership, he's talking about the different schools we go to.
Yes.
In our initial state, if they leave you like that, with no family, with no advice, with nothing to show you good and right, sorry, evil and good, they leave you like that, you will come a beast. You'll grow up to become a problem to the society because your natural impulse pushes you to do what is easy. Remember, to do good is not easy.
Amen.
To do good is not an easy process. You have to put some effort in doing good. You know, if you want to have good marks at school, in school, studying for a week preparing an exam, it's not an easy thing. But you can have good marks by cheating, which is easy. The easiest way to do things. So doing good, it will take you to sit there and study and study and read and research. And it's not easy to do good. So that's how we are conditioned as human beings. We are conditioned to do evil. That's why God in Deuteronomy, you're going to read it, 30:19, he says, I put before you death and life. I'm going to read it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. Why did God say choose life?
Yeah.
If it was easy to choose life, why should God come and command you to choose life? He said, that both you and your seed may live. Because God knew that it was easy to choose death. There was the tree of life and the tree of death in the garden. Did man choose the tree of life? No. Because to choose to do good takes some work. takes some, you know, efforts. But to choose life, to choose evil, it's natural. Why is it natural? That's why Paul could say, I think that's Romans 7, even the big apostle Paul, with that old heart that God wants to take away, he could still find himself struggling with the influence of that old heart. Let's read it, Romans 7, from verse 14. We are just going to introduce today. So I even didn't think I would take 10 minutes. Romans 7 from verse 14. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For that which I do, I allow not. For what I would that I do, I not, but what I hate, that do I. You get it? That's the influence of the old heart. Verse 16. If then I do which I would not, I consent unto the law that it is good. Now then it is no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not, but the evil which I would not, that I do. Amen. So we get it. Easily, though your heart, or you know what is good and what is not, God has put you, has made you as a free moral agent. You know good and evil, and you know the consequences of good and evil. But it's easier for us to do evil than to do good. Because of what? Because of our hearts. And the prophet puts it, because our way of thinking. Decisions we make are based on the condition of our heart. So if your heart is in its initial human condition, it's prone to think evil, it finds it easier to do evil, and if it is left there, there's no way you can serve God. Amen. Why do we do evil easily? It's easier. Evil is simpler to do than good. Evil is very simple to do. You don't make an effort. It's just natural. Just go and if you want to gossip, it's easy. Sometimes you have to struggle not to gossip. You sit. It's as if you want to vomit. I saw such sisters. I want to tell brothers. No, I won't say it. You have to struggle not to do evil. Amen. Because it's, and sometimes without realizing it, you have said it already. Sometimes, sometimes, raising children is not easy. You don't want to hit, but you are good there already. You are struggling. You say, and you regret it after. You say, why did I hit him? You know, it's simpler. It's easier to do evil. Why? Because of the desires of our human being. The way we are made, our desires pushes us easily to evil than to good. What are those desires? Let's go into Galatians 5. You'll understand why it is easy with the old heart to do evil. Galatians 5, 19 to 21. Now, the works of the flesh, amen, the works of the flesh, or the desires of the flesh are manifest. Which are these? Adultery. You know, and remember, the desires of the flesh give some kind of happiness, give some kind of satisfaction. Sin is sweet, my brother. I don't know if you know it. Sin is sweet. That's why you see them in disco, you see them what they do, they are happy because it doesn't take any effort to do it. But not to, to commit sin is hard. Sometimes it's painful. That girl that's lusting after you, that tempting you, you think it was easy for Joseph to resist that woman? He took some efforts. He came out with scars. Amen. But if he gave in to that temptation, he would have came out, you know, even some people would be, you know, envying him. You know, oh, Joseph, oh, if I was Joseph. Because sin is sweet. Even I think his friend would have said, Joseph, why don't you just go? She's coming by herself. Sin is sweet. Why? Because it's the desire of the flesh. That's how we are made. The desire, the works of the flesh are manifest, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulation, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envying, murderers, drunkenness, revilings, and such like. The list is not exhaustive. And such like. And each one of the things they've named there, they are very easy to, you don't make an effort to go and do it. If you were a smoker, it's hard to quit smoking than to start smoking. If you are a murderer, it's easier to start murdering than to stop murdering. Why? The old heart. It comes out of our desire. That's why you need a new heart. That's why we need a new heart. Because the way we are made, the way we are created, you know, created is too much because we are created holy. But because of sin, because of the condition we are born in, it makes us to give in easily to sin and not to do good, but to do evil. That's why we need a new heart. That's why God said, I will give you a new heart. I will take out the stony heart. What is the stony heart? The one who pushes you to do what naturally you find easy to do. The one who pushes you to do everything that your heart leads you to do. That's why the Ecclesiastes said, young man, rejoice in the days of your youth. Do whatever your heart pushes you to do. And in your youth, without God, without any kind of barrier, what your heart will push you to do, what your stony heart will push you to do, will lead you to death. Amen. That's why we need a new heart. Yeah. Amen. Amen? Yeah, I think that is enough for today. We'll keep it if we have another opportunity to develop on this. But let's just meditate on this. And standing before God, just realize that in your natural condition you are born in, and if nothing has happened, if you didn't have that that's why we need a new birth. If you didn't experience that new birth, whatever, you may feel good. Because remember, that new heart that God is going to give you, it's not the Holy Spirit yet. You may have the new heart, but it's not the end of the trip yet. It's not the end of the journey yet. But let's start there. Let's ask God to give us that new heart. Amen. Let's pray. Let's stand. Dear Heavenly Father, we come this morning believing, O Lord, that what has been said here has met a desire somewhere, O Lord. What has been said here has met someone who was needing this to be said, O Lord. That's why we commend ourselves into your hands, O Lord. We know that we are people made, born in sin, O Lord, conceived in iniquities. We need you every step of our lives. We need you to lead us. We need you to guide us, O Lord. And nothing good can come out of us if you are not in us. That's why we commit ourselves into your hand. Help us in our weaknesses, O Lord. Lift us up, O Lord, and grant us really your Holy Spirit, which will produce those fruits of the Spirit in us. Lord, take now control of this service. In Jesus' name, amen.